Alright, the topic this week is Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim. And what I would like to really analyze here is who is this Elu Ve'elu, who exactly does this apply to, and what does it mean, Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim? So, I mean, if you're like me, you grew up being taught that it means everybody's right. Doesn't matter where. There's, you know, any Talmud Chacham, this argument with any other Talmud Chacham, they're both right. Which outside the context of Fiddler on the Roof is very hard to really get a handle around. So I'd like to try to really get into that. First of all, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim is not a pasuk. You will not find it anywhere in Tanakh. The only relation that it has to any pasuk is in Koheles. In the end of Koheles, Perikid Beis, pasuk at Aleph, it says, Divrei Chachamim Kadarvonos. The words of Chachamim are like those things you hit the mule with to keep going. They were given from one shepherd. So Rashi comments on this, on Nitnu Meiroa Echad. Here it is. Nitnu Meiroa Echad, Kol Divreim Divrei Elokim Chayim. Malbim says something similar. So really, this is about as close as you get to a pasuk of Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim. Where do we get this expression from? Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim. There are basically only two places in Shas Bavli where it talks about it. I think there may be in Yerushalmi, but I didn't really get into that. So one is in Eruvin, on Daf Gimlan and Beis, and the other is in Gittin, on Daf Vavam and Beis. The Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Gimlan and Beis, is a rather famous Gemara. Says Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Abba says Shmuel. That Shmuel said, "Gimel Shanim Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel." There were 3 years that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai were at each other. They were arguing about what the halacha is. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kamosenu. One school said the halacha is like us. But Halalu Omrim Halacha Kamosenu. Another school says halacha is like us. This is going on for 3 years. Yotz Abaskol V'Armalehem Abaskol, whatever that is. I'm not going to go into that now. And says to them, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim Hein. Both these and those are the words of the living God. That's the little English translation. The halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. And the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So immediately, you know, it raises the question, which the Gemara is about to ask. Chimiachar, the Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim, seemingly is going to ask. Since we say that both of them are the words of the living God, Bipnei Ma'azachu Beis Hillel Kibbo'ah Halacha Kamosan. What happened that Beis Hillel was Zocha that the halacha should be like them? Sounds like if they're both right, you know, how is one right? So the Gemara says, "Mipnei shenochin ve'aluvin v'shonin d'reim v'divrei Beis Shammai," because they're calm and they're like anovim, I think, and they mention the words of d'vrei Beis Shammai before their own words. They're showing basically their cheretz and midos. Well, hold, not only that, they would teach both the words of Beis Shammai and their own words, and they also precede their own words with the words of Beis Shammai. So this Gemara here begs the question, how does it mean they're both right? So there are a lot of different views that deal with this, and I'm not going to get into all of them. I don't even know all of them. But there are a few I'd like to touch on tonight. What exactly does it mean Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim? So there's a pirush in Ein Yaakov called the Iyun Yaakov. He explains it. He says, "Ef Shalomar al derech diisa b'shas." We can say that what it really means in Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim is, as mentioned in the Shas, that pligi tnei trei amaroi be'ara, when two amaroim argue here on earth, utei malachi berkia. There are two malachim having the same achlokas upstairs. And that's what it means here when it says Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elu Kivim Chayim, that they're just reflecting of the machlokas that's going on upstairs between two malachim, or maybe the malachim are reflecting them. That's not really clear. Chomar Shudas Malachim. This is the meaning to say this is the das of the malachim, the pligi gam ken bazeh, that they're also arguing in this. And Beis Hillel was zocha to zero in on what the halacha really is. In other words, they got it right because they are nochin v'aluvin. So the way that Iyun Yaakov is learning it doesn't mean you're both right. It just means there's malachim
above that are engaged in the same machlokas, which is problematic, because if that's what it's telling me, what does it help me to have a malach that's also wrong on my side, right? So what is the point of the elav elav divrei lekem chayim? Does it really seem to accomplish anything? Not only that, if you'll notice, the Ein Yaakov slipped a word into the Gemara that's not there. He said that Beis Hillel zochu lechaven elamitas halacha. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say that Hillel was zocha to be mechaven what halacha is. It says they were zochin to be koveya halacha kamosan. That the halacha was paskin like them. That doesn't necessarily mean that they were right. It just means the halacha was paskin like them. So that's the Ein Yaakov. The Ritva says, he brings down a more well-known shot. He says, Eilu Eilu Diriyam Bekim Chaim, Shalu Rabbanei Tzorfas, the Rabbanim of France asked, Rabbanei Tzorfasal, Heich Efsher Shiyu Shneim Diriyam Bekim Chaim, Vizeh Oso Vizeh Matir. If one guy says the animal is treif, and the other one says it's kosher, how can they both be right? Right? How do you have such a thing? Reasonable question. V'tirtzu, and the answer, Sha'ala Moshe L'morom, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, when he's been Kabbal by Matan Torah, he's Kabbal Torah, the Kabbal Torah, Herulu al kol davar v'davar, memtes panim l'issu, memtes panim l'heter. And every single din that talks about in the Torah, they showed him 49 reasons why he should be mutter, and 49 reasons why he should be asir. Everything. V'sha'ala Kadosh Baruch Hu zen, he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do I do with this? This is going to be given over to the Chachma Yisrael in every generation to decide which way do we go. And whatever they say, that's the halacha is going to be like them. And this is really a proper pshat according to the drash. And then he says something that always makes me feel stupid when I read this. And really on Kabbalah level is a secret here that I'm not going to tell you about. So I can't tell you what that means because I have no clue. Okay? It's like when the Ramban says Vamaskil Yovin. So obviously I'm not a maskil because I don't understand.
Everything in the Torah says
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that both of them are latching on to some to its right. So it's not a question of is it right to say that this animal is kosher or is it right to say that this animal is treif? They're both right. The question is, how are you knowing lemaisa? You're having a problem with that. I can understand because I have a problem with that. Okay? Because you still have the question, how could they both be right? But it really doesn't mean that there's a wrong. It means that there are no absolutes in this world as far as Issur Heter is concerned. There's reasons why it should be Osir, and there's reasons why it should be Mutter.
So the halacha will be a compromise.
No, not a compromise. The halacha will be according to whatever based on the size given the rules in the Torah. Usually, although not always, Achei Rabim Lahatos, that you paskin according to the majority. Okay? The Gemara actually appears to support the Ritva, his pshat in there, because it says, as I pointed out, it says Mipnei Mazachu Beis Hillel Lekvo Halacha Kamosin. Why Beis Hillel was zocha that the halacha should be paskin like them? Which means it could have gone either way. Really, both of them were right. It's just the question of which way are we going to paskin. And so that is something that would be totally in zechus, the way the Ritva is, the Ritva is explaining it. Because otherwise, you know, what is the fact that I'm a nice guy have to do with whether I'm right or not? I could be a genius and arrogant, many of them are, and I could be an idiot and nice. That doesn't mean I'm gonna, right? So here it really is because we are both geniuses and we're both right, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but it's a question of the zechus of who we're gonna be. Well, they had the halacha like. So both of these pshatim, the Ein Yaakov and the Ritva, the way they're explaining it, they really lend themselves to Elu really applying to a wide array of people. And in fact, if you go through Svarim, many Svarim apply to just about everybody from the Sanhedrin down to the later Acharonim. That all of these people are in that pool of Elu that we say they are Divrei Elokim Chayim. Okay? We'll see that's not perhaps the view of everybody. Now there's a fascinating Rashi in Ksubas. Daf Nun Zayin Amun Aleph. The sugya has to do with, it's not important to know the ins and outs of the sugya, but the sugya has to do with what happens when the assets held for someone's ksuba get devalued. And there's a machlokas there. So the Gemara has a machlokas of two sets of amaroi. And the Gemara is trying to analyze, does that mean that set A of the Amoraim are arguing on Svara, and set B of the Amoraim are also arguing on Svara, and you know, they're each having their own opinions, or is set A of the Amoraim arguing on Svara, and set B of the Amoraim is only arguing in what one of the Amoraim in set A actually said? Okay, so the question is, are both sets of Amoraim arguing about something rational, or is one arguing about what's rational and the other is arguing about what the right quote is? Okay, you got it? So that's the gist of where we're going to pick up here on Rashi. So Rashi says, this is Andaf Nun Zayim Aleph, the Rashi starts Harkamashim Lass Dibur Maschel, but we're going to go in the middle here. Says Shavkina Nai Lishna the Mifli Tre Amaroi Aliba the Chad Vinakina Nai the Mifli Tre Amaroi Aliba the Navshayu. When we have an option of which way to learn, if they're arguing on their own logic or if they're arguing about someone else said, we give a preference to say that they're arguing on their own logic. And the reason is because if you say that two Amoraim are arguing as to what another Amora meant or said, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, one says this is what Ploni said, Umar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, and the other one says no, this is what Ploni said, Chad Minayu Meshaker, one of them is lying. That's a pretty harsh word. Usually lying connotes intentional lying. And we'll discuss in a second why I think Rashi uses that word. He says, one of them is lying. Aval ki pligi treya moroi bedino beisser, but when they're arguing about what the halacha is, they're kol chad amar hachi mestavra taima, each one is saying, I think this is more reasonable. Ein kan sheker, nobody is saying something false. Each one is explaining his own logic. One gives a reason why it should be mutter. One gives a reason why it should be aser. Mar medami milsa lemilsa. One compares A to B. Hachi umar medami lo beinyan achrin. And one compares C to B. Basically, so they're arguing on something which is given to difference of opinion. And if you adopt that approach to their argument, then you can say which apparently you can't say with the first approach, right? So we have here in Rashi kimat beferish does not apply in all circumstances. Zimnin d'shaya chai taima. Sometimes, why can you say elevil divilim kim chaim? Because sometimes this reason will be applicable of the first time. Or of a zimnin d'shaya chai taima, and sometimes you'll find the other reason is applicable. Shatam esapech, because the reason keeps changing. I assume based on circumstances, it's not really clear what Rashi means here. Lefi shinoi hadvarim b'shinoi ma'at. A small change, what's going on, or a small change maybe in the svara, can be noted one way or the other. So Rashi is mechalik here, a very important chilek. There is a machlokes that has to do with rational logic or opinion, and then there's a machlokes that has to do with fact. Did he say this, or did he say something else? Rashi is saying, when it comes to machlokes that has to do with fact, you don't say divrei elokim chayim, because he's saying, you can't both be right. If he says the car was black and he says the car was white, one, at least one of you was wrong. It can't be black and white at the same time. You know, all black or all white. So Rashi, as opposed to the Ritva and the Yaakov, is saying here, or at least the way they don't address it, He's saying it does not apply in all places. It may not even apply to all people, because once you could say that people are wrong, they could be wrong in their opinion too. You know, just because he's saying that you are able to say if it's opinion, but he's not saying you have to say it. So it leaves the door open. Okay, so the problem with all of these pshatim that we covered so far, and there are actually those that do say it means everybody is always right. I never really understood that. But even with these three pshatim, the problem we have is that the divya elu ve'elu divya lekim chayim will only apply, Rashi says it beferish, and if you look at the svara of the two pshatim of Yun Yaakov and Ritva, you could see it just built in. It only applies when you're dealing with a machlokas about opinion. Or a machlokas about fact, then you don't say elu ve'elu divya lekim chayim. Why is that a problem? Because the second Gemara that talks about elu ve'elu divya lekim chayim in Gittin is about historical fact. Okay, so the Gemara says in Gittin, Zandat Lov Omid Beis, it's talking about a certain Amora named Rabbi of Yasser who said a certain halacha. And the Gemara is trying to establish the veracity of the Rabbi of Yasser. Is he someone that's a bar samch or not? Can we rely on him? What he says, does it carry any weight? So the Gemara says, the old, giving you a second reason why it shows that Rabbi Yasser is a valid character. Ho Rabbi of Yasser who de askim morei yadei. Rabbi of Yasser is the one who got a haskama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Dichsiv, because it says in Shoftim, in the story of the Pilagesh Begiva, it says Vatizne alo Pilagsho, that in the very beginning of the story, it says that the Pilagesh of the Levi was Zona on him. And what that is the subject of Machlokas we're about to get into now. Rabbi of Yasser Omar Zvuv Matzala, nobody says it means Znus literally, and Rishonim get into why that is, but that's not going to concern us now. Rabbi of Yasser's opinion is that he found a fly in his food or his soup or whatever, and that's what got him angry and kicked the Pelagish out of the house. Rabbi Yonason Omar Nima Matzala, Rabbi Yonah's son says he found a hair, and that's what got him angry. Zmachlokis, what hair he means, whether he found a hair in his food, like the fly, or he found a hair while having relations with her and it was a sakana to him. But that's also not so relevant to us right now. So Rabbi of Yasser meets up with Eliyahu HaNavi. Amalei, so he says to Eliyahu HaNavi, my COVID kutcha b'ruchu, what's God doing right now? Amalei, he said, Osik b'pilegesh b'giva. He says he's going through the sugi right now, b'pilegesh b'giva. Umay ka'amar. So Rabbi Yasser says, okay, so what does he say? I'm sure he wants to know, you know, am I right or is Rabbi Yonah's son right? Umay ka'amar. Amalei, so Eliyahu HaNavi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having a dialogue or a monologue here. V'yoser b'ni kach omer, V'yoser, my son, says, this is what happened. V'yonason b'ni kach omer, and Yonason, my son, says, this is what happened. Now V'yoser says it was a fly, and Yonason says it was a hare. Amalei, so Rabbi V'yoser says to Eliyahu HaNavi, chas v'shalom. How could there be a doubt in front of heaven? Now, just as a side point at the moment, I'm going to read you the article translation of that last phrase here. Excuse me. It says, Chas v'shalom, umika sveika kamishmaya. Is there, God forbid, any doubt in heaven? Now, I'm going to be done the kaf schus here and say that Arskol was really trying to say this Loshon Nekiyah, but it's actually a mistranslation. He did not say, is there, God forbid, any doubt in heaven? He said, God forbid, is there any doubt in heaven? So in effect, he was saying, Eliyahu HaNavi, what you're telling me is false. It can't be. So apparently, at least Rabbi Yasser did not hold even Eliyahu HaNavi was part of Elu Elu Divri Elokim Chayim. Because he says he's wrong, right? Okay, correct? All right, okay. So at this point, but Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, is about to explain. He says, Amalei, he says, no, it's not a matter of Sveika Kami Shemaya. He says, Elu Elu Divri Elokim Chayim Hay. Both of them are Divri Elokim Chayim. Zvuv Matza, Velo Hikbud. He in fact found a fly, but it didn't bother him, the Levi, in the Pilagish Begiva. Nima Matza Vehikbud. And then he found the hare, and that's what lit his fuse. And he kicked her out. So, here, we're arguing about a historical fact. What happened? And the Gemara tells us what happened. And it shows Rabbi Yosef was wrong. Right? He said he found a fly. He said, yeah, he did find a fly, but that's not what got him angry. That's not what Vatizna Olav means. Right? Because Vatizna Olav is what got her kicked out of the house. So he says, he found a fly. And he says, no, he didn't find the fly. So what does it mean here? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Right? We're arguing about a fact, and we're still saying, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Now, this Gemara in and of itself seems to imply that really Elu ve'elu only applies to the people, the select few that it actually says that about. Because remember, I started the Gemara by saying that this is using a proof to show how great Rabbi Yosef was. It says, Mare, the Aske Mare Al Yadei. Where's the Haskama? He said he's wrong. So the Haskama apparently is that he said Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. And the fact that he's included in that very small population pool means that he's a bar samcha, someone you can rely on. Now there are other people that try to give other pshatim here, so I'm not going to go into those now. But that's what it's pashtus, it seems to me. Also, in the case of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it would seem that it applies to a very select few, because what happened there? Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing for 3 years, and a boss call comes out and says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, implying that before that boss call came out, we didn't know that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, right? So the boss call, it's a chiddush to tell us even Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. So perhaps it's not really applicable to completely everybody. So I once found a pshat many years ago. I don't remember where it is. I was positive until the week before that it was a Marsha in Brachos, but I have been looking for an entire week and I cannot find it. And I'll tell you, I had an incident earlier in the week where my daughter came into the kitchen and I said, oh, when did you come home? And she said to me, Abba, you let me in the house. So clearly my mind may be going, but and maybe I didn't even see this shot, maybe I just dreamt I saw Marsha in Brachos, but it's the only one that has really ever resonated with me to explain this. And what I remember him saying is that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim does not mean they're both correct. It doesn't mean they're both MS. What it means is that one is MS and one has something to do with the MS. And he points out to this case of Pilayish Begiva. He says, Rabbi Yosef was wrong. He was wrong when he said that the woman got kicked out because of the fly. But he was right that there was a fly in the soup. It's somehow connected to what the reality is. So what we're saying here is not, according to this pshat, not that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim means that they're both right. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a machlokes. One is right and one is wrong. But even the one that is wrong has either basis in halacha or is shedding some light on what the Torah is mechaven. And that to me, you know, answers all of the questions and makes it available to apply to even the case where you're arguing about historical fact. Correct. I got it wrong that the fact that she was kicked out because of this, but I got right the fact that she actually did have a fly in the soup. So the bottom line is there are numerous shitos, many of which I didn't even mention, about what elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim means, and elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim.